This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. U.S. retail sales in November rose 0.3%, 0.5% if you strip out gas, cars, and building materials, three categories particularly affected by Superstorm Sandy. To interpret this latest data on the American consumer in action, I've got Adolfo Lorente. He's deputy chief economist at Mesirow Financial, and he's here live. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
Adolfo, lots of speculative gloom and doom on retail lately. Growth was flat in October. So what are you feeling now that we see what really happened in November?
Well, I think this is a positive and encouraging reading. We saw some growth in auto sales, which was expected because of the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy and the need to replace the fleet. But we also see solid gains in electronics and clothing. Those are important because they show that families have some disposable income available. And that's probably stemming from improvement in the housing market, in the job markets we have seen in recent months. So we take some comfort that going forward, things may continue to improve, and that's definitely something we are all looking for.
And let's take on the other big story this morning. The Federal Reserve is now formally committing itself to loose monetary policy until we reach a desired unemployment rate. Certain Fed board members have speculated this change would happen. Now that it's here, is it a big deal?
It is a big deal. I would say this is a quite historic change. We went from what we call the calendar-based guidance, basically the promise to keep interest rates low for a certain amount of time, to what we call the macroeconomic outcomes guidance, unemployment at 6.5% and or inflation around 2.5%. It makes the Federal Reserve more transparent, more credible. It also adds some new risk, but on balance, it really reaffirms what we already knew, that the Fed is fully committed to continue its monetary accommodation until the economy will be much better, and they are willing to take some risk to make it happen.
As you said, the target is 6.5%. Right now we're at 7.9%. Suggests the Fed is in it for the long haul here, aren't they?
Yes, and you know, the expectation is that this may be somewhat equivalent to the mid-2015 that was previously issued by the Fed, but just communicating the target at 6.5%, they add clarity, and they also add some flexibility if things should get better sooner rather than later.
Adolfo Lorente, Deputy Chief Economist at Mesirow Financial, thanks as always.
Thank you.